Bottom of the ninth inning with the Clearwater Threshers trailing 6-4 against the Jupiter Hammerheads. It will be Nick Mayton, Matt Kroon, and Colby Fitch due up against the new right-hander Alejandro Mateo. If anybody reaches, Danny Mayer would be the fourth man up. Mateo this season for Jupiter, 1-6 with an ERA of 4 through 19 games. He's 3-for-4 in save opportunities, 27 innings, 16 runs, 12 earned on 29 hits. Four of those home runs, 12 walks, and 34 strikeouts. An opponent average against of 279 and a whip of 152. He has faced Clearwater once before this season back on May 25th. An inning and a third, one run on two hits. One of those a home run. No walks and two strikeouts as Mayton takes a called strike. 0-1. Nick Mayton is 1 out of 3, an RBI triple back in the four-run fourth. Just needs to get on base to bring up the tying run as the next delivery misses low. 1-1. Mateo taking over for Joe Gunkel. 2 innings of no-hit ball, 4 strikeouts, and no walks. He would get a hold. The 1-1. Mayton takes a wide strike on an off-speed pitch, and it's 1-2.
Seemed like the Threshers just couldn't figure out the arm slot of Gunkel. He just did a nice job of disguising pitches and keeping them off balance from the minute he got in to the minute he left.
1-2 on Mayton. The pitch home, inside, almost hit him. 2-2. It's a lot easier said than done saying take it for the team, but when it's coming in around 90 miles an hour, 10 to want to get out of the way. Threshers trailing 6-4, being out hit 9-5. Jupiter's committed 2 errors, Clearwater 1. 2-2 pitch. Mayton, ground ball, right side. Alonzo, it's off his glove, but there's a second baseman fielding it in right field. The throw to first, not in time. Good effort by Mahan. And the leadoff man reaches for Clearwater to start out the bottom of the ninth.
That was not going to be an easy play for Alonzo, but again, the defensive mistakes for the Jupiter Hammerheads continue to be problems. Whether or not that one was really the easiest play, and that's definitely up to debate, but I think Alonzo definitely had a chance to make that play, just had it off his glove.
That is an infield single for Nick Mayton. He's 2 out of 4. Matt Kroon, a single, a two-run homer, and a strikeout. 6-4, Threshers trailing in the bottom of the ninth. They have the leadoff man on base. Kroon with a chance to tie it. The two-run homer capped off the four-run fourth. As the pitch comes home, a wide strike on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1.
And that ball from Kroon that got out really had some carry, but the wind played games with it at the end, and it just was able to get over the wall into the bullpen in left field.
A lefty continues to warm up for Clearwater should this game find extras. The 0-1 pitch, Kroon a wild swing and a miss at a high fastball at 95, and he's in the hole, 0-2.
It also seems like after that, Kroon has been very aggressive swinging, taking some huge cuts.
Let's see if he can shoot one through the hole on the right side of the infield with Alonzo holding on Mayton. The 0-2 pitch way outside with a fastball, 1-2. The outfield is playing Kroon to pull the ball and deep. The right fielder Soto playing well off the line. 1-2 to the product of Oklahoma State. The pitch, breaking ball called, third strike, Kroon knew it. First strikeout for Mateo, and it's the 12th of the night by Hammerhead pitching, one away here in the bottom of the ninth.
Well, you know, Kroon's gotta be frustrated with himself looking at that breaking ball right over the plate. He was expecting something else on that pitch, and that's not what he got.
Colby Fitch, 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts and a flyout. Now if he will play him straight up and deep, trying to avoid a double. Mayton still at first. Fitch checked his swing on a pitch downstairs, and he did not go. 1-0. Dunedin, as I mentioned, already won earlier tonight. Daytona just defeated Bradenton, so now Clearwater just trying to keep pace in the division. 1-0, outside, gets out of the glove of Hernandez, but no advancement from Mayton. 2 balls, no strikes. Threshers currently at this moment in third place once again in the North, five games back. Tonight has been the only time this year they've been above third place. Two balls, no strikes, the pitch. Fitch takes on the outside corner with that fastball, 2-1. Santos in center is playing almost all the way to the warning track, even with the wind whipping across from right to left and a little bit in. 2-1 to Fitch. Inside, 3-1 with Mayer on deck.
For that bat here by Colby Fitch, a lot of tough pitches coming on the inside corner. He's not laying, he is not swinging, and he is doing a nice job of laying off. But clearly, he does not like an inside pitch. He is looking for something more over or even outside.
Three balls, one strike. The delivery, Fitch fouls it straight back into the net to run the count full. Does Marty Malloy want Nick Maton to get aggressive on the base pads here? 3-2 with one out in the bottom of the ninth, trailing by two runs.
Well, that would certainly take the possibility of a double play out of the picture if he does, in fact, let Maton be aggressive and try to run.
3-2. Fitch digging in the left-handed box. The pitch by Mateo, but first a timeout. A late time as Mateo was holding, probably trying to see if Maton would show his hand there at first. We'll reset the pitch clock. Three balls, two strikes. Fitch awaits. Here it is. Inside, ball four. Up to second moves Maton. First and second with one down in the ninth. First walk by Mateo. It's the first walk by a hammerhead pitcher since Matt Beerling led off the night with a free pass for the Threshers.
Oh, that was a great at-bat by Colby Fitch. There were some tough fastballs at 95 that were coming inside. He did not swing. He waited for some pitches he would have been able to get. Fouled off a couple of good fastballs, but in the end, took some low to draw a walk. That was a nice at-bat.
Danny Mayer, 0-3, two strikeouts and a ground out. Good speed at second. Large lead off first for Fitch, a swing and a miss on a breaking ball in the dirt. 0-1. Tying run is at first. Threshers trailing 6-4 in the bottom of the ninth.
Well, how about that pitch from Mateo? Starting off Mayer with a breaking ball after showing so many fastballs to Maton and Fitch. Clearly he's approaching this right-hand batter a bit differently.
0-1. The delivery. Another off speed. This one sits high on the 6'5" hitter. 1-1. If Mayer can plug the gap in right center or just poke one down the line in right, this ball game could end up being tied up. One ball, one strike. The delivery from Mateo. Mayer waves and misses at a low curveball, and he's down 1-2. He has not looked comfortable at all against that pitch in this at-bat.
I think he's just expecting a fastball over, and he's taking big swings on those breaking balls. It's like he's making that decision before the pitch even comes to swing, and he's coming up empty.
One ball, two strikes. Runners have their leads. And the pitch. Curveball, head high, deep left field. It is out of here. Danny Mayer with a walk-off three-run bomb. And the Clearwater Threshers come all the way from behind to take down the Jupiter Hammerheads 7-6. Mayer rounding third, chucks his helmet in the air and gets the Powerade bat at home as he is mobbed by his teammates. Unbelievable comeback for Clearwater. They trailed 6-0 at the end of three, and Danny Mayer with his fifth home run, RBIs 8, 9, and 10. Unbelievable finish at Spectrum Field. We'll step aside for a brief moment. When we come back, we'll wrap things up for you folks with the Clearwater Threshers post-game show on the Clearwater Threshers Broadcasting Network.